Good morning.
Good morning.
Thankful to be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Thankful for salvation and His presence
yes.
in our lives.
Yes.
Grateful and thankful for Him being here with us this morning.
Yes.
Appreciate that song. I am trusting in the Lord. I've said it before. I'll say it again. I don't ever want you try to do anything. Not just preaching, teaching, or any of those types of things, but I don't want to do anything without the Lord. I've found that that's just the best way. And to keep my trust and my faith and my confidence in Him, that's going to be the best way for me to make it from here to glory. And so I'm encouraged this morning to know that God is with me. He's faithful and true, like the song says, and He can help me with all of the needs that I may have. The title of this discourse is Stay Connected. And I find it interesting that that song Brother Davion sang, one of the things that the enemy does is he likes to attack our trust in the Lord. And then we end up becoming disconnected from the Lord if we lose trust. But we can keep our trust and our confidence in Him. And if we do, He'll be faithful unto us. May God help us this morning. I want you to pray for me this morning. I know that this is from the Lord. It's for all of us, myself included, myself especially. And so be praying for us, because anytime we go to do something for the Lord, then the enemy wants to oppose us. But by the grace and help of God, we're going to be faithful unto Him this morning. We're going to get His word out, and may it be a blessing, and may He get the glory in the end. May God help us this morning. Stay connected. Stay connected is the title of this discourse. Somebody go with me to John 15 and verse number 1. If you beat me there, go ahead and read it, please. John 15, verse number 1.
I am the true vine.
I am the true vine. And my Father is the husbandman. We're going to read down through some other verses here, but I want to pause here. And I want to make some points here that the Lord has given us. He says He's the true vine. And so that I find that interesting. What that's implying is that there may be some other vines out there that are not the true vine. They may look like the true vine. They may act like, walk like, talk like the true vine, but they are not the true vine. The true vine is coming from Jesus Christ the Lord. He is the true vine. He's defining Himself as the one that we need to be planted in. May God help us this morning. The other thing it said in the first verse is, it says that that God is the husband. Men. Do you know what a husbandman is? Do we know what that is? Somebody have that for us. I know we got some people that know what a husband. What is a husbandman? Takes care of the crop, right? All right. And so husbandman is this, thank you, is defined as a farmer, one who cultivates the land, one that is a specialist in branch farm industry. I want you to pay attention to that. Someone who works the soil, plants the crops, tends to them with the goal of producing not only a harvest, but a good harvest. May God help us this morning. And so think about this morning. If God is the husbandman, He's the one that's doing the planting. He's the one that's tending to the soil. He's the one that is doing the planting, tending to the soil. He's also taking care of the crop. And if Jesus is the true vine, then what are we? What are we? We are the branches. May God help us this morning. We are the branches. And so stay connected to the source, right? If the vine is the source, and if we're anything different than the vine, then we know that we are not what God would have us to be. Think about this. If a strawberry, let me see, a grapevine is supposed to produce what kind of fruit? Grapes, right? So if the grapevines start producing something different, then we know we got a problem. Is that right? The vine, a true vine, is who we are supposed to be like. We're going to come from the true vine, Jesus Christ, and we're going to be just like him by the grace and help of God. Because what comes from the vine is like what has been planted. Praise God this morning. All right, and so he says he's the true vine. He says God is the planter. He's the tender of the soil. He tends to the crop. He's going to take care of all that. Our job is to be planted in the true vine in Christ Jesus and to be like him. May God help us this morning. We want to produce the fruit that God has for us. What kind of fruit do we want this morning? What kind of fruit we want? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering. Huh? Fruits of the Spirit? Right? How are we going to do that if we're not planted into the vine? All right? And so be God help us this morning. God was talking to me about being planted into that vine and having that power that comes from not only Christ Jesus as the vine, but having God orchestrating our life and working out every detail. One thing that the husbandman does, if there's something that's growing, that's going to be a problem, he's going to get rid of it. He's going to snip away something. Sometimes we might start producing something that is not what God wants. He'll get in there. He'll do a little clipping. He'll do a little reworking. And so God's able to do all those things. We got to stay connected to the vine, and we got to let God do his job when he's working with us. May God help us this morning. Going to drop down to verse number 5. Says here, I am the vine. Ye are the branches. So this is confirming that we are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth not a little bit of fruit, but how much fruit? Much fruit this morning. And so if we abide in him, we'll bring forth much fruit. And then what does it say? Without me, you can do nothing. All right. So can the branch do something without the vine? No. The branch can. If the branch gets disconnected from the vine, if some kind of way the branch is cut off from the power source, what can the branch do? It can wither and it can die. You understand? And so this is why we must stay connected to God. May the Lord help us this morning. If the branch becomes disconnected, it withers and it dies. It can't get nutrients. It can't get nourishment. It can't get water. It can't get anything when it becomes disconnected from the vine. Going to ask you a question, going to expect an answer. What if you are partially disconnected from the vine? You're not getting all that you need, are you? You're not getting all that you need. And so sometimes, and we'll talk about it later on, but I want us to be thinking about these types of things. Because the branch that is partially disconnected from the vine may even have fruit on it, may even have signs of life. But for whatever reason, eventually that branch is going to go the way of firewood is what it's going to be. May God help us this morning. And so initially, when we have a disconnect from the vine, God is going to come and deal with our hearts. He's going to deal with our minds. He's going to work with us. He's going to say, get back connected to me. I've got the healing that you need. I've got the nutrients, the nourishment, the water. I've got the strength and the power that you can grow and be strong. But may God help us this morning. When we come to those places, we have to make a choice that we want to stay connected to the vine. May God help us this morning. All right? And the enemy is going to do all that he can, is he not? He's going to do all that he can to hinder you and I from being connected, and I mean completely connected to the vine. May God help us this morning. Anything that would hinder us from being completely connected to the vine, I want you to take inventory of yourself and ask the Lord to help you. If there's something that would hinder you, if there's something that has happened, may God help us this morning. We want to get back to that vine. May the Lord help us this morning. I appreciate your prayers, your attention this morning. Do you know the devil is mad at me? Do you know that? He's mad at you too. You don't know it. But he's mad at you. He don't want you to know the word of God. He don't want you to attempt to live for God. He don't want any of this. But heaven is my home. Heaven is your home. Hell was made for the devil and his angels. And so by the grace and help of God, we're going to keep moving forward and make it on in. May God help us this morning. I want to talk a little bit about something else. The enemy of all souls. I talked about this a little bit, and I want to bring it out just a little bit better. The devil knows better than you do. And I want you to pay attention to this, because a lot of times we just don't know and we don't understand what's going on. The devil knows who God is. He knows who you are. And he knows what God's intent is for your life. And so from that place of knowledge, what he does is he's trying to work on causing some kind of disconnect between you and God. All right? Between you and the true vine. All right? And so what he does is he tries to create situations where, and one of the common situations where we become disconnected is through offense. Offenses. All right. It's not about, listen to me this morning, get a hold of it. All right. It's not about the offenses. They're going to happen. It's about what we do with them. It's so key. It's so key. All right. Because what offenses, what they represent is injury to the branch. That's what that is. Someone comes and does you wrong, and they did do you wrong. Yes, they did. And so who comes right after that and says, listen, that ain't right. That ain't right what they, now you know and I know, we both know that that wasn't right. This the enemy talking to you. That's how he does it. And you say in your mind, you right, devil, sure is. He sure, that sure was wrong what they did. They shouldn't have did it. I don't know why they did it. But do you remember that he was the one that caused them to do it in the first place? So he went to them, caused them to do you wrong, and then now he come and talking to you, pointing the finger at them. Why don't he point the finger at himself? He never does that. All right? And so what happens is we become offended, and listen, if something is offensive, why is it wrong to be offended? It's not wrong. You can have feelings. God knows that you have feelings. Let me be clear here, but it's what we do with that which is key. Because the enemy will tell you that too. Well, God made you, did he not? And they offended you and they were wrong, were they not? We talked about that already. And so you're feeling angry, you're feeling upset, you're feeling all of these things. You should pay attention. You should do this, that, and the other. Now there's the problem. You see? Because now what we're talking about is something, that injury, that harm that was done to us, causing us to become disconnected from the vine. What we do about what has happened to us is what's most important. What's God say? Cast your cares upon him. Why? He cares for you. And so these sorrows, these hardships, these offenses that we have incurred, that the Bible says are going to happen anyway, Lord, help us to say, Lord, I want to stay connected to you, because I know that if I become disconnected, even if it takes 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, if I become disconnected, sooner or later, the lack of nutrients and nourishment, the lack of strength and power is going to affect this fruit. It's going to affect this branch. I'm going to have some sickly looking fruit, and eventually I'm going to have a dead branch, even though it's still connected to the tree. All right? May the Lord help us this morning. He will help us. We don't allow these things to cause us to lose focus and to lose our zeal, our vim, our vigor, our desire to be pleasing and honoring unto God, and to most importantly, stay connected to the power source. May the Lord help us this morning. Enemy knows how to orchestrate something that would give him a purchase point. Our job is to, once we see that we have been injured, we take that to the Lord in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. What's it say next? What kind of pain?
Needless
pain we bear. Why? All because we do not carry what? Everything to God in prayer. Well, Lord, that just was a little old bit, little small little offense. It didn't hurt me too bad. I'll be all right. Huh? All right now. Slick and sly, is he not? Enemy slick and sly. Let me ask you this. If you have a whole bunch of little old tiny little baby cuts that ain't a big deal, what would that end up causing? Huh? A lot of problems, would it not be? So sometimes that's what happens. The devil knows our personality. He watches us. And so he says, you know what, this one, if I knock him upside the head real hard, he gonna really get on his knees. She really gonna get on her knees and take it to the Lord in prayer. But what I'll do is, I'll just nick him and I'll cut her and I'll do these little old overtime death. You ever heard death by a thousand cuts? Okay? We gotta take everything to the Lord in prayer. Why? Because we want to stay connected to the vine. And I'll ask you this, you tell me what you think. How are we going to be healed if we're not connected to the vine? Huh? Can't be. No way we can be. Even if we're partially disconnected, may God help us and be with us.
Amen.
May he bless and encourage our heart. What the enemy is trying to do is he's trying to get us, cause us to lose what is vital to the branch. All right? He's trying to cause some kind of disconnect. What's John 10 and 10 say? Enemy comes not but to what? Thief comes not but to what? Steal, kill, and destroy. If I become partially disconnected, he's already stealing something from me. Right? And eventually, he's going to kill me. And eventually, he's going to destroy me. I want to stay connected to the vine. May the Lord help us this morning. This message came out of two places. One, Lord started talking to me. There was a tree at my house, in the back fence, and it fell over. And it damaged the fence, and bottom line, it fell over into my house. It wasn't even my tree. It fell into my property, so I got to do something with it. And so the Lord began to talk to me about the tree. And so I began to see something. I got to cut the tree up. I've got to, get rid of it, and somebody can use it for firewood or whatever. But I noticed some things. I noticed some branches, especially the branches that were barely hanging on, they were hard and dry and ready for the fire. All right? And so with those branches, you ain't got to do much. And listen to me, I don't care how big they was. They might have been mature branches, big branches. But because of previous injury, something had happened to that branch, and it began to lose nutrients. It began to lose the necessary, what it needed from the soil, from the main trunk of the tree. And so it began to lose. And over time, even though it's still hanging on, I could take that big old branch and barely just touch it, come right on off the base. Right? Remember, it's still connected. It looks kind of like the tree, but it was completely dead from the inside out. Matter of fact, there would be bugs coming out of it because they're feeding on this, the death of this tree. All right? And so that was the first branch, because I got to figure out how to get this tree knocked down and get it all cut up. And so the second branch is a very interesting, second type of branch. It was still connected and it had a lot of life in it. But you could see where it had been damaged and there was some effects. If you looked at some of the offshoots that was coming off the branch, they didn't look right. They were sickly. There was something going on with those branches. And those branches, you had to take, put a little more effort into it. I had options. I had just my body, if I could just break it off. Then I had a handsaw, and then I had a chainsaw. And so a lot of times with those branches, if you put a little work in them with a handsaw, you can get them right on off of there. And matter of fact, what I found interesting as well was, and remember this, these branches that were injured, what you do is you go to the injury site and you begin sawing at the injury site, and it's you're already halfway there. And furthermore, you don't even have to saw all the way through. You get about halfway through, you just break that thing right on off. How does it work spiritually? Okay. Who's got the handsaw in this situation in the matter of our souls? Who's got the handsaw? The enemy of all souls. And he knows where you're injured. And maybe he can't just break you off because you're not completely dead yet. But he will take that handsaw, which is less abrasive than the chainsaw. It's less noisy, but it still gets the job done. May the Lord help us. Are you understanding what we're trying to present this morning? Stay connected to the vine. If you have an injury, if you have somewhere where there's been something that has happened, I don't care what it is, take it to the Lord in prayer and say, Lord, I need your healing. Lord, I need your grace. Lord, I need your humility. Lord, I need whatever it is that I need. You know what I need. Sometimes I go to the Lord and I tell him, Lord, I don't even know what I need. Lord, will you give me what I need? He knows what I need. I'm feeling some type of way up. I don't understand why these things are going on, but Lord, they're going on, and Lord, you allowed them, and Lord, far as I know, I'm doing all that I can to be obedient unto you, and so Lord, I know you know the answer. What's the answer, Lord? Matter of fact, you ain't got to give me the answer. Just help me, Lord. All right? All right? Otherwise, here come that enemy with that saw. Okay? And we know that we're being worked on when we're being worked on. Are you going to let him work on you?
No.
Are you going to send him on his way? All right, and so then there was the chainsaw, was there not? Chainsaw is a big deal, isn't it? You come on in with that chainsaw, you can do what you want to do. Right? And so that would be more for the trunk of the tree or the larger, stronger, fully connected branches. All right? They're getting all the nutrients. They're getting all the power that they need. And so it's not going to be easy. And let me tell you, it's not easy. A couple of them, I said, oh, I can get that. Let me get this handsaw. Let me work with this thing. Okay, that's enough of that. Chainsaw. You see? Because every fiber is hanging on. Every fiber is hanging on to that power source. All right? And so I needed something more powerful. And sometimes the enemy will do us like that. Somebody go with me to Galatians 5 and 22. Somebody else get Ephesians 5 and 9. I want to talk about briefly the fruit that the Lord is wanting for us to have. Somebody have Galatians 5, 22 on down to 23. Go ahead and read that for us, please. All right.
Joy, peace,
all right.
Long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith,
all right.
Meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law.
All right. So at the end of that, it says, "Against such there is no law." And I challenge you. Go back to what it identifies as the fruit of the Spirit, and I challenge you to find something wrong with any of that. There's nothing wrong with any of that, by the grace and help of God. But what the key is. If there is a partial disconnect, if there's a almost complete disconnect, or a complete disconnect, what it'll teach you is if this ain't what's coming out of you, when you're in, not in the good times, but in the difficult times, then you need to examine and you need to see if there's some kind of disconnect from the vine. All right? Because the fruit is going to be like the tree. The branch is going to be like the tree. All right? And so if there's disconnect, if there's something that is not right with us, then we know that maybe there's a problem and we need to ask the Lord to help us. Somebody have Ephesians 5 and 9. What does it say in Ephesians 5 and 9?
For the fruit of the Spirit. All right?
All right?
All
right. Fruit of the Spirit is all goodness, all righteousness and all truth. I'm not telling you that the fruits of the Spirit, we are on the journey, and that we are working on drawing closer to the Lord and getting more and more like Him. I'm not telling you that we are doing that. But what I'm telling you is, if something other than righteousness and goodness and what it's saying here in this scripture is coming out, then wouldn't that be an indicator that something is going on? May the Lord help us. And what do we do with that? Do we just throw it all away at that point? Throw it all away? Right? Because when the disconnect happens, what ends up happening is that branch begins to get sick. And it begins to have problems. It begins to have malnourishment. And it can't produce the fruit that it needs to produce. Right? May the Lord help us. And so when we see something else coming out of us, and I'm talking about consistently coming out of us, then we know we have something going on, and we need to ask the Lord to help us. May God help us this morning. Don't throw it all away. Just ask the Lord to help you. He will. He will surely bless and help us. Mark 4 and 16 on down through verse number 17. I want you to continue to pray for us. I want to get through this in a timely manner, but I want to make sure that we get all that we can out of it. May the Lord bless us and help us this morning. And those are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, whom when they have heard the word immediately received it with gladness, have no root in them themselves, so endure for a while, for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution arises, for thy word's sake, immediately they are offended. All right. That is not the scripture I want. That's a good scripture. But I want the one with the stones. I read the wrong one, didn't I?
These are they likewise, which when sown on stony ground,
all right.
When they have heard the word,
all right. That's it. That's what I want. All right.
And have no root in themselves.
Yes.
Endure for a time.
Endure for a time. Amen.
For the word's sake, immediately there are.
All right, and so I want us to pay attention that somewhere in there are some stones. And so I'm going to bring out something here by the help of the Lord I believe he gave to us. When offenses come, when hard things come to us, what can end up happening is the soil that is our heart can begin to develop hard places in it. These are what the stones are, all right? And so the husbandman, remember who that is? That's God, right? He's going to come and he's going to notify you and me that you are developing some stones and some rocks in hard places. All right? And so what happens is if we're planted on the stones, then how can the nutrients from the soil get up through the roots, through the base of the plant, and to the branches? It can't do that effectively, or it can't do it completely. And so we become, there's a difficulty there. We are a branch, but we're a weak branch. And the enemy doesn't have to do very much, and we become offended. We become offended by everything, and we want to throw it all away. And so this situation here is two different things happening at once. I'm a weak branch already because I've got stony places in my heart. Lord, help me if I've got some stony places in my heart. Sometimes in the past, way back when we were growing up, some things happened to us, and we developed some stones in our hearts, and we come to a place in our salvation, and we say, Lord, why am I not progressing? Lord, why am I not healthy and strong? Why am I not enjoying this great salvation? And we come to those places, but what we need to do is go back and say, Lord, are there some stones in here that are hindering me from getting the nutrients that I need to get? Is there something that happened way back when that caused me to harden my heart, and you're trying to plant your seeds in me, and you're wanting to see them germinate and grow, but the stones are in the way? And so I'm growing, but I'm not very strong in anything. I'm ready to throw it all away and go somewhere else. May God help us this morning. I encourage you by the grace and help of God. Say, Lord, what's in my heart? What's hindering me, Lord? Tend to my soil. Bring those stony places out so that I can be strong in you and in the power of your might. May God help us this morning. Our root system is affected, and so then the branch is affected. And so we got a weak branch, and it doesn't take very much, and we're ready to throw it all away. May the Lord help us to bring those problems unto the Lord. May God help us this morning. May God help us this morning. All right, I'm almost finished here. I appreciate your example, your prayers for me. I want to give you an encouragement, okay? And so you please just stick with me for a little bit more. Luke 17:1. You beat me there. Go ahead and read it, please. Luke 17:1. All right.
It is impossible that offenses will come.
All right. Stop there, please. Thank you for reading for me. I want you to understand that we're going to be offended. And I want, the Lord told me this specifically for this message. I'm going to say it how he said. I'm going to read it for the most part. We're going to deal with offenses. What I want to encourage you is we need to let the Lord help us let go of what has been done to us. That's what he told me to say. Lord, help me to let go of what has been done to us, to table it, and to let God deal with that. Because what ends up happening is, and I'm going to get back to what the rest he told me, is that thing will hinder us and we'll keep running up against that thing and we can't get past it. And so we can give it to God. We can literally give that to God, and God he's going to take note of it, and he's going to deal with it in his time and in his way. But don't let that hinder you from getting to the Lord. Don't let that hinder you from being connected like God wants you to be. The injuries, the offenses can hinder us. The encouragement is stop trying to figure it out. That's what he told me. He said, stop trying to figure it out. Table it. Give it to God, whatever it is. And you get to the Lord like he's calling for you to do. All right. So this is what he told me. Whatever you do, don't let it cause you to become disconnected in any way from the source of power. May God help us this morning. All right, now, I want to talk about one more thing. This is very interesting. God brought this to my heart. I remember I worked in a jail, basically a prison, and we would have escape attempts. And one of the most ingenious ways that I seen was when an inmate, he took some string. This is interesting. And he took a little string and he kept twisting it up and kept twisting it up tighter and tighter. And he found some way to kind of harden it. I don't know how he did that. I think it was glue or something like that. And the metal bars, he would work on the metal bars. He'd go back and forth on the metal bars. See? It was effective. It was doing work. All right? And so what the Lord told me was, is some of us, we're in that condition. The devil's got this tiny little string that he has some type of way hardened and made hard, and he's working on our connection. You see? And we're not even aware of it. If you look at those big old strong bars, you say, man, them bars are good. No problem. They're going to be fine. And so it took a while. I think another inmate told on him or something like that. But when we investigated, he had made some headway in the metal. What do you think about a piece of wood? A branch, perhaps. And so the devil, he's slick and sly. It's a little small, little tiny thing. Doesn't seem like it's very dangerous at all, but he's working it back and forth in our lives. And what he's wanting to do is to weaken us to the point where he can break us completely away from God. May God help us. May he stand by and be with us. I want to read the last portion of John 15:6-8, and I will be done. I appreciate your time and your attention. And your prayers for me. I want you to understand that it's about making heaven. It's about being honest with ourselves and being honest with God. God is willing, ready, and able to help you. I don't care what your problem is. It's not the first time he's seen it. He's seen it many times over and over, and he's helped many. There are people in heaven with your same exact problem, and they've been there for some time now. You and I can make it if we want to, but we can't make it if we don't stay connected to the vine. Go ahead and read, Sister Grimes.
If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch.
All right. All right.
And they gather them and cast them into the fire.
All right.
And they are burned.
All right.
If ye
abide in me, all right.
My words
abide in
you. All right.
And
ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you.
All right.
Herein is my Father's glory. Yes. If ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my
disciples. All right, and we're going to go quick, so you stay with me. If you abide in me, remember it said before, without me you can do nothing. And we established that. But it says here now on the other end, it says, if you abide in me, if you abide not in me, you're cast forth as a branch and you are withered. Men gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned. They are destroyed. That's self-explanatory. Verse number 7, if you abide in me, I want you to focus on this. If you stick with the Lord, if you stay connected, if you abide means to live, dwell, and stay close to the Lord. If you abide in me and my words abide in you. The both of them go hand in hand together. A lot of people talk about they love the Lord, they love living for the Lord, but the word of God that he spoke is not important to them. They're going to be serving the Lord in name only or nominally, but not living really for the Lord. If you're in that condition, then you need to understand that the two go together. You abide in the Lord and his word abide in you. How is it going to abide in you? By through salvation, get an understanding of what it is that he's requiring of us. And by his grace and help and mercy on a daily basis, you endeavor to live for the Lord. That's what's pleasing and honoring unto God. That's what's going to make heaven. And so it says, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. You can ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. And that seems like a big deal, but it's really not. If my will is aligned with God's will, I want what he wants for my life anyway. I don't want what he don't want for my life anyway. When I'm asking for something from God, I'm asking for what he wants anyway. May the Lord help us this morning. And so it works together. His will and my will are in tandem. They are in agreement. And so I don't want anything that God doesn't want for me. And I want all that he has for me. May God help us this morning. And the last verse says here this morning, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear how much fruit? Much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And so the Lord wants us to stay connected to the vine. If we don't stay connected to the vine, you can expect to be sickly. You can expect to eventually lose out. You're going to become brittle and hard, easily broken away from God. And so I want to encourage you in the opposite. And this is what we're talking about this morning is stay connected to him. And anything that would hinder you from being connected to the Lord. The Bible says, I want you to get a hold of this. It says, a bruised reed he will not break. It says, a smoking flax he will not quench. A bruised reed is something that has been injured, but it still has life in it. And so some of us are in those places where we've been injured, but we still have life in us. And God is not willing to break that. He wants to mend that. He wants to heal that. He wants to make it strong once again. May God help us this morning. You pray for me, my goal and aim, make heaven my home. I'm not going to go by myself. Somebody going to go with me. I know that. And so you pray for me. I will be praying for you. I appreciate your time, your attention, and your prayers. Amen.